Hey, good people. Thank you for tuning in to A Sip at the Table. Pour up a drink, and we'll meet you at the table. Thank you again for tuning into A Sip at the Table. I'm Shafonda.
And I'm Yvette, and y'all know the vibes. We're on a mission to redefine Black relationships by stirring up the past, shaking up the present, and pouring into our future one topic at a time.
Yes, because Black problems are human problems, and you know, just to make it go down a little smoother, we do this all over some curated cocktails, y'all.
So today, we have...
What we got?
The spring has sprung.
Yes.
I don't know. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-mm. No, I love it. I love it. And I love the name, too. Like, it was getting me right.
I was about to say, I don't know where y'all are in this great, vast world, but here in the mid-Atlantic, it's actually been giving summer vibes a little bit.
I'm not upset. It was hot. It was real hot earlier this week. It was like, what, 86? Yeah, us too.
And I was like, this, oh my gosh. I know my HVAC system is like, girl, you tripping. Like, we not about to do this back and forth. Pick a season. Yes. Stay in it.
You want heat or you want AC? What are we doing? We've been doing the same.
But enough about the weather. Get into this spring has sprung. Mm-hmm. It is a twist on the French 75. It's a classy
we
drink.
Fancy,
it's a,
girl.
It's a fancy drink. You want to go to brunch. You tired of the mimosas. You tired of the, like, the orange crushes. Tell your bartender, get me the French 75. Nope. Better yet, give me the spring has sprung. Throw a little lavender up in there.
Sprinkle that in there for me.
I want to see the purple hues, you know, purple for royalty,
yes.
All of that great stuff.
If you are not sipping on this, we hope you're sipping on something else, whether it is spiked as we like it or non-alcoholic. We do it all. We love it.
Yes. So, you know, it's time to get studious.
Yes, girl. Look, let me push my spectacles at my nose.
Glasses up. So what is our word of the episode?
So the word of the episode is nader.
That's new. That's different.
It's real different. And it tripped me up a little bit because I wanted to say nadir. Like, that's how I would have pronounced it.
Like, my dear.
Yeah.
My dear. Maybe that's...
I was going to let you slide, but nader.
Nader.
Yes. So that means the lowest point in the fortunes of a person or organization. So a sentence could be, they had reached the nader of their sufferings. But, you know, for us, we put our own little twist on it. That just means loosely that, you know, when somebody's down bad.
Okay. Nader.
Yeah.
Nader. Okay.
They down.
I like it.
They down
I like
bad.
It. You know who down bad?
Who?
You know who has reached their nader? We're going to get into it. Ain't that some sick?
Let's go. All right, so we in Ain't That Some Sip, so tell me who's down bad.
You know who is down bad? Jill. And I do not mean Jilly from Philly.
That's not who we talking about. That's not even who we mean.
Miss Ma'am.
JB, yo. Jill. Dr. JB.
We did it, Joe Biden. She has reached her nadir. You know, usually she's reached her nadir. Usually Jill be chilling. You don't really hear a peep out of Jill. But for some
reason, minding her own business.
Minding her own business with her doctorate degree, being educated and whatnot. For some reason, Miss Ma'am decided to say or suggest that in addition to the great LSU.
The Queens.
the queens that they are, in addition to them going to the White House,
the winners,
they won the championship.
The winners, right?
The champion, and that was a great game. It was such a great game.
It was.
But that the losers
for the first time in history,
the losers,
the first time in
should
history.
Join them.
Should come.
Why? Why would you even say that? Just, you know how, like, maybe telling the athletes just shut up and dribble?
Girl, just sit down.
Miss ma'am,
just sit down.
Just look cute. Have your first lady
responsibility.
What do you call it? Yeah, responsibility.
Allegations, your own agenda.
What was the other ones? It was be blessed. No, it was be best, right? I don't... What is Joe Biden's campaign?
Is it even?
I don't even know. No, that was not Ivanka. What is that lady name?
We don't say that name on here unless it's
The other 45's wife.
Mm.
I don't even remember her name.
Me neither.
But
Ivanka, or is that the daughter?
No, that's his daughter.
Oh shit,
Melania.
Oh,
Melania. Whatever that lady.
Okay.
I don't know what Jill Biden's campaign is.
No,
I don't know.
No one was... We were letting Jill mind her business before she jumped right. in. Like,
and so, you know, her publicist came out and said, you know, what she really meant. I personally don't think she meant any harm by it. But at the same time, why? You think so? You think it was intentional?
It's not... It was... She meant what she said, but... The reason behind it, it might have been like that unintentional bias. Like, why do they need to come? For what?
So she said it was because it was such a... So I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I usually don't do this.
Mm.
But I think what her mom had on, both teams did so great. This was such a historic moment in history for like women's collegiate basketball. Let's just celebrate.
Then have a separate luncheon.
I agree. I agree.
I don't even know why you would suggest that. Like, I really don't. I just
and
don't.
And I think on the...
And then she's talking about something. I'm going to talk to Joe. Don't talk to Joe. You don't need to ask Joe a damn thing.
I think that, especially because of the other things that have transpired following the game with, like, the juxtaposition between... Angel doing like the what was
they call it the John Cena can't see me or whatever.
The John yeah, the John Cena and then homegirl Caitlyn or whatever
yeah,
doing
Clark,
it and nobody caring.
Yeah.
I think it was very poor timing and she might have gotten a little more leeway if that didn't just happen like right before. But it did. So be mindful. No? I mean they still would have been mad, but I don't think that they would have just been like, oh, she don't know what she's talking about. I don't think it would have been.
It wouldn't have been as bad, but it still would have been bad.
Be blessed.
Like,
be blessed and be guest. Best be my guest. So I'm thinking, freaking.
Beauty the Beast.
Pretty the Beast.
Jill, I'm very disappointed, but. I'm not surprised. I mean, never mind. I'm not even.
That's okay. LSU won, you know, whether or not they make it to the White House because of this ridiculous, like,
well, now they
invite.
Don't, now they don't want to go. I was not going.
They said they didn't want to go, but right. then the school doubled down and said they're going. So we'll see what actually happens.
Artists.
The school doubled down and said, of course they would accept the invitation. So
they don't have no invitation no more.
We'll see what, not Iowa, LSU.
Oh, LSU.
So we'll see what happens.
They might have to.
I don't know. Those that are not seniors or that aren't going in WNBA, they butts going to be there.
Yeah.
They got obligations to fulfill.
Ain't nobody going to be small. Everybody going to have a still face.
Well, at least... They will not be getting
Hello.
Freaking McDonald's like they
yes.
have done under the last administration.
Yes.
At least that, you know, I hope y'all get at least some Ben's chili bowl.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just not no dang McDonald's.
Five star me. I want that private chef meal.
Some lobsters, some steak.
Something.
Some oysters.
I'm seeing. Anywho, moving right along, so I'm upset before we get down a real ass. We're going to talk about Marcus Houston. Marcus, how he pronounce Marquis?
I think it's Marcus.
Is it?
But it's spelled Marquis. Like Marquis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, Mr. IMX, Batman. Where he been?
Girl, putting his foot in his mouth. He got a little big. I was lying.
like buff big, like he bulked up.
Nah. Like COVID was like, what's up, bro? That COVID
that panty weight.
The what?
A panty weight. Oh. Freshman 40.
Whoa. Yes, girl. So he finally broke silence. He did a little interview and broke silence about him dating, you know, marrying his wife and everything. And he says that they met through a mutual friend when she was 17. And then they didn't have any contact or do anything until she turned 18. What mutual friend that you got that both of y'all have? Where is
Hit Dogs?
No, present this mutual friend because I want to meet him.
Hit Dogs will holler because, one, there is not a big difference between 17 and 18 for you to even feel like you need to come out of your mouth and say that. In most states, I'm pretty sure in California, because I swear, like, even the drinking age in California is different because I be watching shows and they be like 12 years old throwing shots back and nobody cares.
So if you at home with your parents.
So, no, they be in clubs.
Oh God.
Holly weird is what they call it. But there's no difference. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to rationalize something and the math already not math.
Exactly.
And isn't this, if I recall correctly, isn't this the girl that was missing?
Mm-hmm.
And then turned up...
Married.
With him and married?
Yeah. Legal. A legal adult and married.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's... What's the age difference? Like 20 years?
Mm-hmm. 20 years, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So he was 37 and she was 17 when they met. Again, where is said mutual friend? How old was the friend?
Her parents? That's the only, like, somebody groomed this girl for you to be, like, sit here and be like, oh, like, I met her at 17, which is a lie, because the girl was missing. Mm-hmm. She probably was up there in your concubine. Over
what? Isn't a concubine, like,
the person?
Yes.
So what do you call the place that they live?
Their dwelling? I don't know.
Google concubine quarters.
Oh my God.
Harem.
Harem.
A harem.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay. This is not even funny though, but like, I mean,
that's in a crossword, the clue would be concubines quarters and the word would be harem. So
like anyone would know that. Like,
well, now you know. You know, you're doing that New York Times crossword puzzle.
I probably won't see that for another 10 years, but I didn't ever forget.
Gave you the why do black people do this? We make everything. It's a coping mechanism.
I know, because it's actually not funny. It's very scary.
It's not. It's totally not.
And it sounds fishy to me. At this point in time, like, you've already been married a few years. Like, just don't say anything, because it doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter what he says at this time. Like, you can't explain it because it doesn't make sense. You met her at 17 and you're like, what, did you go there, meet her and be like, oh, when's your birthday? Okay, I'll be back. Like, that doesn't make any sense. He sounds dumb and he looked dumb saying it.
Right. And how many years have passed? Like, I promise you, no, like, people probably forgot. We've been through a whole pandemic. We're on, like, the cusp of financial collapse. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many other things going on that I guarantee you this was not on anyone's radar until you brought it up again.
And now...
He's about to drop an album.
I don't know. I won't be listening to it. It's just weird. Like, stop lying. At this point in time, just don't say anything. Just be like, no comment. And he just be calling her my wife. Like, call her her name. I don't know. It's weird.
It is his wife.
It is, but like, oh, my wife, like, call her by her name. Do you be at home?
What is her name?
I don't know. If that's what it is. He says my wife so much, I don't know what the girl's name is.
He don't know either. Remember, she was groomed. She is a mail-ordered bride.
My wife. Like, I don't know. It's just giving weird. It's giving yuck. It's giving nasty daddy. And I don't like it.
Nasty daddy.
That's what one of my friends be saying.
Nasty daddy.
No, not in a good way.
Nasty daddy.
Not in a good way.
Not
a nasty zaddy. A nasty daddy. Like, you're nasty. You're an old man looking at young girls.
That is an open bar topic for another
day. It is, because, again, a rabbit hole.
Yes. So before we get into this open bar, how about you give us a preview of the On the Rocks?
Okay. All right, so I'm going to just sprinkle a couple little breadcrumbs. You know, this is just a
little take.
So the subject says, I don't want them, but I don't want anyone else to have them.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. So them can mean a couple different things, you know.
It could. I feel like I know a few people that are like this.
Mm-hmm. I feel like everyone does, but sometimes they don't know that they're like that.
Yeah. I don't think. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she acknowledges it.
Yeah.
We're off to a great start.
Wonderful. I love it. Like, she's already taking accountability.
Yes. We're here for the accountability. Okay.
So, okay, girl. We're going to give you, you know, our perspective, not advice, just perspective. You know. Mm-hmm. Just back with
you. I'm looking forward. I can't wait to get into this.
Yes, it's going to be so good.
Without further ado, go ahead. Let's pop some bottles and get into this open bar.
Let's do it. All right. So for this episode, we're sipping on something that might, you know, leave a little bit of aftertaste in your mouth.
Hey.
Make you roll your eyes a little bit, make your pressure rise. Like, that's how you know it's real, because Black people always get feel they pressure rise. Like,
so dramatic.
So we're talking about ghosting friends, and child, I feel like everyone has that one friend that they either ghosted or that they got ghosted by. Like,
yes. So okay. So just for clarity, ghosting is different from, let's say, growing apart, right?
Yeah.
So it's like
immediately, like, boop, I'm out. Nothing.
Okay, so it's not like a long transition. Mm-hmm. The calls stop, the meetups become like few and further in between. Yeah. It's like a quick.
Yeah, like, I'm going to get out. I'm going to get out right here. Just pull over. I'm getting out.
Quit you.
Yes. Exactly. Those type of vibes. Like, ooh, no, I'm done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so... I mean, the basis of it, have you been ghosted, or have you ghosted somebody?
I have been the ghoster and the ghostie. I feel like, I don't know, the other day, scrolling through Instagram, and I was sitting there thinking, like, dang, like, this person ghosted me, and for the life of me, I do not understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that we were really good friends. Nothing happened, at least that I am aware of, where they could have been offended.
Mm-hmm.
Things have happened that I could have been offended, but I didn't do anything to them. I feel like at one point in time, I like reached out to them and was like, yo, we good? And I was like, yeah, we good. You know, I just been going through. And I'm like, all right. But I ain't sitting there begging nobody to be my friend now either. Like, like, trust me, it's okay.
It's all right.
And then I've also been the ghoster.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a while ago.
Okay.
And so I do feel like if I was the person back then that I was now, mm-hmm. I might have shown a little more compassion and understanding mm-hmm. In that situation.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, I could tell you what happened.
I mean, go ahead. Like, you know.
Very, very long story short. They were having an event. I had already had plans with certain people. Mm-hmm. These people that I had plans with were from out of town. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I'm not just going to, you know, leave them hanging. I could bring them mm-hmm. to your event. Nah, I don't want nobody that I don't know there. Oh. X, Y, Z. Okay, fine. Well, I won't be there because I already had mm-hmm. these people. Like, this, yeah. This set. Yeah. These people are here. It's cool. Like, I'll catch you on the flip side. So apparently they still sent out, like, they still sent me like an invitation mm-hmm, mm-hmm. in a group setting, but I didn't respond because we already had a conversation.
I said I wasn't coming.
So I thought it was like a, I don't know, you replied all or send it to everybody in your phone log, whatever. Next thing I know, I get like this, like, text message, like, why didn't you respond to my text? Like, you didn't even show up to my event. I already told you I wasn't coming. It's like, oh, well, I changed the date. I didn't know that.
Like,
and even if you did change the date, it was still the same weekend. You're still here. So the answer would have been the same. So it's like, you didn't do me any favors. So then, next thing you know, I'm blocked on, like, all but one social media platform, right?
That's how they, you know, they wasn't really mad. They were trying to make a point.
Right. and then they were just, they had these subliminal messages about, like, real friends and, like, you always doing things for people, but they never have your back. So I guess I wasn't the only one that didn't, like, come to this event. Mm-hmm. Probably why she was in her feelings. But hey, poor planet. I don't know. Like, look in the mirror. But anyway, she blocked me on everything else. I was like, you know what? I'm going to do you a favor. And I'm going to block you on this one thing, right?
Damn.
Because I don't really like that half in, half out mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then mm-hmm. especially, you call yourself trying to, like, sub me. Girl, bye. So then, months later, I feel like 6 months mm-hmm. have gone by, right? Mm-hmm. So blocked her on everything. But Google. So Hangouts? I'm at work. I don't even think Google Hangouts existed back then. That's how long ago. But it was like the little Google messages in your email. I think it's now Hangouts.
Oh.
But before, it didn't even have a name. So she hit me up. And then she started talking, like, everything was, like...
Like, cool.
Normal.
Yeah.
So then I was like, we good? And then she was like, yeah, we're good. She said, I just had to cut a lot of things, like, out of my, like, life in that season, right?
Okay.
Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for me, I was like, okay, well, talk to you soon. And I blocked her on that, too.
Oh, shit.
Because my thing is, like, what do you mean you gotta cut? I didn't do anything for you, anything of that big that I thought that you should have had to cut.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like we were supposed to be cool.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But being older now and, you know, going back to season one, let's see if going back to season one and the four agreements, you know, there are two agreements that they stuck with me. One is don't take anything personally, mm-hmm. and the other one is don't assume. So I feel like me now, I would have shown a little more grace and been like, you know, people go through things. I get it. Sometimes you do need a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would have appreciated if you didn't go about it that manner.
Yeah.
But you were angry. You're entitled to feel the way you feel.
Yeah, she felt how she felt.
So, you know, but me back then, I was like, hell no. Like, they about to cut me off. So, yeah. That's my story. What about you?
I too have been on both sides of the table. I've been ghosted and I have been the ghostie. I don't know if I necessarily regret being the ghoster. I think it was still necessary. Like, it needed to be done in that time. I felt like the relationship was, just one-sided. And I felt like I was giving and it wasn't being reciprocated, right? And I think that, relationships are, give and take, whatever. And that's not to say that it doesn't come with like highs and lows, and sometimes you'll be the one doing most of the work and then sometimes the other person will carry it or whatever. But at that time for me, I still stand in the decision that I made. But it's just, it's that, I'm an Aries, y'all, and we stubborn. You know what I mean? So
don't be trying to take my trait. Like, everybody knows that is a Taurus trait.
Nah, boo.
I ain't never heard that about an Aries.
What?
Stubborn?
Who?
Y'all heard that about an Aries? It's okay. You can have it. Because I don't like when people say that.
It starts
stubborn
with us, boo, and everything else trickles down. we the start of it, so everything else trickles down. So some days, like, if I'm real, like, in my feels, I might be listening to, like, a certain song or feeling, like, real reflective and shit. I'm like, damn, I should probably reach out. But then that song go off, and I'm like, well, that was fun. Like,
dang.
Every year is opportunity. Every day, really, is opportunity to do something different. So, it's something that's always in the back of my mind. Like, dang, maybe I should reach out. Maybe I should. Best. But
you gotta be best.
What is it? Best and be guest. Best and be blessed. What is it?
Best and be blessed. Oh, you gonna put down a shirt.
Best. Be blessed. So every once in a while, I'm like, I probably should. As far as being, like, getting ghosted, I felt like I didn't do anything wrong, but it was probably for the best.
Right.
Because I feel like if they didn't ghost me, I probably would have ghosted his. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when you get, we in our 30s or whatever, so I feel like when you get to, like, for me, it was kind of like late 20s. Early, yeah. Getting into your 30s, you just know yourself a little bit better, right?
Right.
And what you're able to better communicate what you need from any type of relationship, whether it's platonic, a friendship, intimate, whatever. You're able to communicate that a lot better because you know what you're thinking, you know yourself, you know what your deal breakers are on and things like that. So I feel like eventually, like, the friendship would have ran its course. Anyway,
So do you think that, like, being 30 plus, that ghosting is an appropriate response ever?
Ever? Yes.
In which situations is it appropriate?
I feel like if you have certain deal breakers in your mind, right, and people are exhibiting that early, then it's just not going to go anywhere. So yeah, you should be like, this was cool. Like, I'm good.
Well, no, so not in a relationship, but in, like, friendship.
Yeah, some period.
If y'all are friends, then,
like, well,
wouldn't you have, like, bypassed that stage of, like, I ain't even gonna start this with you?
It depends. So if this is a new friend, like, you're not coming into my space with the same leeway as someone that I've known for a long time. That's number one.
Right.
So
yep.
Now you're starting at a different baseline. Like, but if it's someone that I've been friends with for a long time, we can definitely have some conversations. And then if things aren't changing, I don't know if it would constitute as ghosting, because it would just kind of be like, hey, like, we should just go our separate ways. So that's not really a...
You would say that to a friend?
Depending on what the situation was.
Like, you would say, like, I'm good off you.
I wouldn't say it like...
I mean, that's very...
I wouldn't say it like...
Mature of you.
I wouldn't say like that. I'd be like, oh.
I would have had a heart to do it, y'all. I'm sorry.
Because, I mean, it's not an easy conversation to have, and I haven't had to have it. I think I've more so like grown apart with some more people than I've like ghosted or have been ghosted by. Cause those are, you know, few and far between. Other ones, it just kind of just like drift. But when I see you, like, oh, it's love. Like, hey, how you doing? It's nothing there. But you have to understand, you know, people grow up, they do their own things, they go, you know, life takes us in different directions. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But it's, I guess it would more so be for like a new person coming into my life. Like, you're not going to get that same grace or the courtesy of having a conversation. Like, somebody in the past already messed that up for you. Like,
okay. So ghosting is okay for a person that you aren't invested in.
Yes.
But for someone who you have history with, it ain't something that, like, you should at least...
They're going to...
Like, they deserve a conversation. Yes,
and they'll know, like, the friendship is over. That's it, in my mind. Does it always work like that? No.
I don't think I could tell somebody, like, I'm not... Like, we're not friends anymore. I hate conflict, and I hate, like, tough conversations. I'd rather ghost you. I mean, if you got an issue... You know, you could ask me if I ain't block you everywhere.
Like, see,
and I'll tell you, but I don't want to initiate that conversation.
I don't like confrontation either. Like, I'm really not a confrontational person. But I realize, like, the need to know where I stand and closure outweighs that a little bit more.
See?
Like, I need to, because I don't like that. Either you in or you out. Like, I don't like the, oh, are we... I don't like that weird. Right. I'm real big on energy. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Are we speaking or not? Okay. Like, I need to. I can't. So that outweighs the need for like. So even if you have a conversation, it doesn't have to be rowdy. It can be a very peaceful conversation. It can be smooth. It don't have to be depending on who the friend is. You know what I mean? I mean, it could get rowdy.
It's just.
I'm not too.
But that makes sense.
I'm not too good to raise my voice every once in a while. I'm not.
But the point you made about closure and needing closure, and that's the reason why you have a conversation, that makes sense. Because I do not believe in closure. I think the need for closure for a lot of people is an excuse to, like, see if the door is still open, and, like, try to keep themselves, like, in. More so when it comes to, like, romantic relationships than platonic relationships. But in my head, once I feel like I am done, then I don't really care what you feel like. And so in that, there doesn't need to be a conversation. I get why closure is important to some people, but for me, it's...
But see...
More times than not, an excuse to, like, you know, give it one more shot. Like, I'm trying to insert myself a little bit and see if there's things to, like, you know, can we go further? Can some things change? Can we work on this?
But see, like, as I've been ghosted before, like, I also had to give myself closure. So sometimes it's not always the person that will give that to you, that you don't always have the luxury of having a conversation with someone, right? So you also have to be able to be like, I'm like, all right, Fonda, like, get out your bag. It is what it is. I'm sensitive too. Like, I'm a sensitive soul. My feelings be hurt. But I'm like, all right, like, it, you know, it is what it is. You have to be like, all right, it is what it is. Dust yourself off and keep it pushing. So I think that is something that I've gotten better at too. Like, because closure can look different. Sometimes you're able to have a conversation, blah, 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 blah. You know, or you know how the situation ended. There's no guesswork involved in it. Like, this happened, and then it was this, and that's all that needs to be said. And sometimes it does come in a conversation, and sometimes shit is weird. And then you like, okay, well, I'm done. And these are the things that I need to do to make sure I'm done with the situation. And that can be closure too.
Right. So what are some of your grounds for dismissal? So today, the you now, what are some things that someone could do and you'd be like, ghosted, I'm done?
If someone's exhibiting like they're a selfish person early on, I can't do it. Like, I can't. If someone just thinks that, like, the world revolves around them, every situation is about them, like, even in your happiest moment, you can't be celebrating it's about them, like, that irritates my soul. Especially because I genuinely, like, celebrate the people around me. I try to show up.
Right.
I try to make sure that people know that I'm proud of them and all these other things. So if somebody can't do that in return, like, it really bothers me. And I've made the mistake in the past, and it was different because I was like, oh, they're not doing that to me. Like, I see it, but it hasn't affected me. But now, like, I'm like, nah, I'm out. I can't do it. That and, like, if you're, like, flaky, that irritates me too. That irritates me too.
I haven't heard that word in a long time.
if you be peeling like them Pillsbury Grands biscuits, like, if you flaky like that, you gotta roll. I
need some flaky them biscuits.
Them joints be.
But the honey butter one?
Girl, yes. But if you flaky, I can't, you know, I can't do it. Like, be having all this stuff, you expect people to show up, but you can't show up for people, or that bothers me.
I'm kind of flaky, so.
Are you?
I feel like I can be.
I mean, everyone can be flaky, but I mean, like, if I invite you to 10 things, or not even invite you, if we're supposed to do 10 things and you make it to one, and you're late, like, that
life happens.
No.
People be busy.
No, if I ask you and you confirm, and then you just like a no show, no call, like, nah.
Okay, yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. No. You're right. Don't be wasting my
time. You might not even make it to 10. You might have a strong 5, depending on what they are. Like, I don't know. I can't do it.
That's gracious of you.
Isn't it?
I would give it a 2.
And you just said life happens.
Well, no, before I knew what you were defining, like, flaky as, like, someone that's already committed to something and just, like, a no-show.
Yes, or let's say your event starts at 7 and it hits you up at 7:15, like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it. What? Nah.
Yeah.
That's annoying to me.
Okay.
So what about you?
Like I said earlier, I feel like I'm at a place where I have more grace than I did when I was younger. So ghosting in its true form, I just stopped talking to you. Like, it's not like a gradual drift. It's still going to have to go back to the, like, the people that come, like, in and out of your life as they choose. Like, I don't really like that.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to be in my life, be consistent, whatever that, like, may mean for you. And so that doesn't mean we talk every day. Like, I have, like, really close friends that I can go, like, months without speaking. Mm-hmm. But don't try to put, like, a firm boundary around our friendship or relationship. But then decide to, like, shift gears when you feel like
it. Okay.
Does that make sense? It makes sense in my head, but you know, this French 75 is fabulous.
You hear my cup over here.
But yeah, it's like, I don't like when people try to, like, impose boundaries and then make you feel bad about them. And then, like, they be like, in the door one day, out the door next day. In the door one day, out the door next day. That, and then...
So the inconsistency of them being present.
Yes. Yes. And also, like, if you're, like, an energy drinker, like every time I'm around you, like my spirit is just not like becomes unsettled. Mm-hmm. That's like an immediate grounds for like ghosting. I don't even feel like a conversation is needed because I wouldn't know how to even express explain. That. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that. Like I am just unsettled when I'm like around you. I don't
like. I don't know. Like my spirit, it's
right.
me.
And there's right. It's definitely me and not you because there's really nothing. Like you're you.
You can't change it.
There's nothing you could do about it, and you can't change it. But I'm unsettled when I'm around you, and so it just doesn't really make sense.
Protecting peace, I think, is so important, especially just trying to as we get older. You get more responsibilities and whatever that looks like. And you start, you know, learning more about yourself, the people around you, the type of people that you need, like protecting your peace is so important. And I mean, it has to be up on your priority list. Cause if you're not right, like you can't be right for anybody else. So you got to protect your peace. So if somebody coming around you and you're like, you gotta go where I have to go. Like somebody has to go. We both can't be here.
Yes. I've definitely like had that happen and it was just bad.
So
like I would just be so anxious.
Heart be racing. I'm like,
yes, it's like I don't know why. And I can't rationalize it. So it's just like, nah, I just
I mean, so do you think some people use it as a cop out?
Like ghosting people?
Like
sure. I would because like I don't like having like those like tough conversations because it's like how do you tell somebody I'm not rocking with you, bye, without being offensive? Like,
I mean,
it for sure is a cop out. I think the mature thing is to like, just like you would end a romantic relationship if a platonic relationship is no longer serving you. That would be the mature thing to do. I understand it logically, but like emotionally, it's just, I feel like, unless something definitively happened that you feel like point to and like specifically say like this is where I drew the line, but you don't always have those opportunities. Sometimes you just know.
Right.
And the same thing with kind of like the feeling unsettled. I don't. It would sound crazy if I'm like, you know, you didn't do one specific thing, but I'm just not feeling. I feel like it really more. Questions and answers.
Okay. I don't know. Yeah, it definitely could be a cop out. It's definitely easier than having a conversation for sure. I don't know. It's rough. I mean, sometimes people deserve to get ghosted though. Sometimes people deserve that shit. And that's just what it is.
For sure. Absolutely.
I be in my feelings sometimes, so
I, as the mature adult that I have become, I can say that I have not been ghosted recently. Or have I ghosted? No, that was a gradual like thing.
What's recent?
So
what's recent?
I would say within the past 5 years.
Oh, well, count me out.
Maybe 10.
It's, Never Have I Ever. Let me put a finger down for that one. Cause,
dang. Well, you know a lot of people. You have a lot of friends. I, on the other hand, am not very friendly.
I mean, my core circle is pretty. My core circle is pretty small. Like, it's been the same people for like the last like 15 years.
The last five years.
You haven't ghosted or been a ghostie.
No.
I've been a ghoster. Okay. Yeah. But I stay in Tendos and that shit.
Okay. Look, this shit happens. Like, it is what it is.
It was on that grounds of dismissal list, one of them points.
So. Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to have deal breakers in your friendships.
Deal breakers and standards and boundaries. I like it.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Y'all make sure y'all let us know if you ghosted someone, like what the situation was.
I want to know all the
stuff. Like, do you regret it? You know?
We're going to feature it in our story. Mm-hmm. So, like, keep them coming. Yes. We're going to ask the question every day. And I'm sure we're all going to have a very good
key. Yes.
We all going to laugh.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure there will be at least one person that can relate to you, have the same exact similar story. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're sharing something that you regret. You're like, oh, I could have done X, Y, and Z different. I don't think anybody, it's hard for people to be accountable in the light, but
yeah,
anybody who's reading it and they're in the dark with their accountability, they appreciate it.
Right. And you're going to help somebody.
Yeah.
You're going to help somebody.
Each one teach one.
Yes. Okay. So let's get into this letter.
All right, girl.
Because, yeah, I've been itching. I've been waiting. I've been ready.
Let's do it. On a rock. Let's go. All right, Vet, I know you've been waiting, so without further ado, let's go ahead and get into On the Rocks. So it says, Shafonda and Yvette, I never thought I would be the type of woman who didn't want a guy, but didn't want anyone else to have them. There's two guys from my past that have chased me for years who I had feelings for, but felt they weren't right for me because they were toxic and just didn't treat me right. Even though we weren't in a relationship, they both broke my heart from their actions. I was young when I was dealing with them. Now, years later, they seem to have moved on from me and have kids and now want me in their lives as a friend. Friend zone. I have mixed emotions about this because I'm single and childless and I resent that they have moved on and I'm still alone. I don't know if I missed their attention and feel weird that the tables have turned and now they just want to be friends when they used to want more. I think I resent them because I'm lonely and don't think it's fair that they possibly found love and have kids while I'm alone, shaking my head. I guess I wanted them to suffer like me. Whoa. There's so much in that letter, sis.
What is that? We need that Wendy voiceover where she's like, denial is a river in Egypt. Oh, whatever she said. Denial. You really think these men want to be your friend? That they wait until after they're married and had children to all of a sudden like hit you up and say, hey, let's be friends?
She didn't say they were married. She said they moved on from me and have kids.
And now want me in their
life.
I was. That was wrong with me. I thought kids, married.
Mm-mm. They have kids.
And moved on. So just because they have kids, I'm assuming they're in a relationship because she said that they have moved on.
I mean, they've obviously been in another relationship. Right. They've moved on. Right. So they've obviously been in some type of relationship and had some kids, but she didn't say they was married. So I don't know. I don't want to assume.
But if they don't have, okay. So can we assume that they are in relationships?
I don't want to assume. We got to take it face value. There is
these men don't want to be your friend.
What did Jada say?
Either way.
A situationship?
An entanglement?
Yes, an entanglement.
They're looking for an entanglement. I mean,
but it's weird because she still doesn't want to be with them.
She just doesn't. She just doesn't want to feel unwanted.
Right, but
that's what it seems like.
Yeah, because she's not used to that. That's why she's not used to not being wanted.
I resent them.
Mm-hmm. And it's two of them.
No, She says, I resent them because I'm lonely and don't think it's fair that they possibly found love.
Yeah.
And had kids.
Possibly.
While I'm alone.
Has possibly found love.
So they're in a relationship. I don't care. They're in possibly a relationship.
And had kids. And she's alone.
And then both of them come around at the same time again.
It's giving stalker. Sis, are you stalking them? Like, what is happening?
I think.
Are you reaching out?
She's a problem.
And they're like, oh, right. She's like, hey, what's up? And they're like, hey, what's going on? How's it been? How you been? Like, you know, trying to catch up. And now
she's
that they're both around and want you in their lives as a friend. You can be honest with us, sis. I'm not judging you. I would never.
No judgments at all. I just would like clarity because I want to make sure I'm sharing the perspective on the right thing. This is all over the place.
To me, it's giving. She reached out and was like, hey, big hip. She sent that text.
And it was like, oh, you want to be friends? And you thought they was going to be like, oh, shorty, you look good.
Mm-hmm.
You grew into your looks a little bit more. Like, mm-hmm. You banging, acid, and right. Like, what's good, ma? And you didn't get that.
Nope. They was like, what's up?
Want to see pictures of my kids?
Brought
out a little, like, folio. Here's my family. They're great, right? So how about you?
What have you been up to?
What you been up to?
Oh, are you in a relationship? You dating? No? You got kids? No? Damn. All right. This was a short catch-up. Well, let me know when you know, around. Like, if I see you, I'll say what's up. So to me, it's giving.
Topic?
Exactly.
What do you want? And then you say, y'all want it together, but...
They both broke your heart. They both broke. It sounds like he was playing games back in the day, leading them on, and now your options seem to have dried up, and you reaching out, circling that block. And they're like, oh, hey, like, I'm circling a block, but I have somebody in the passenger side and two in the bed.
Sis, I need clarity because the math ain't mathing on this one.
It's
like,
not.
I'm really trying. Like, first I started algebra, and I was like, not anyway. I went over the trig. Then I even did calculus.
Geometry got that shit simple to me. It's a right angle, okay? And this shit is not...
The formula.
This shit is not right.
The quadratic formula is not like...
A squared plus B squared is not equal to C squared.
Slope Y equals MX plus B. I don't... Girl.
Listen.
We need to...
It's not.
This must be that. No, it's that new math with a common core. That's what it has to be.
The core.
It's common core.
The core didn't fill out. So we need. If you're up to it, do it. Let us get a part two because this.
I need more information because
sis, in my perspective, you looking like the wild one. It's looking like you. It's looking like you, sis. I'm just saying. We love you, though.
Yeah. Please don't take offense, but I'm just confused. I just want clarity. That's all.
I mean, but, you know, don't even get caught up in all seriousness. You know, don't even get caught up.
What
you'll definitely...
I need from you is understanding.
I don't need those notes from you.
So
thank God for that. Sis, it's gonna be okay. Keep your head up and you'll definitely find somebody. You know? And do some reflection. Is that the melody?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yes, it's the Kirk Franklin version.
Is it? Okay.
It is.
Okay. Like, let me ask Cora if that's what it sounds like.
What, Common Core?
No, it's Cora.
Who's Cora?
Pamela Mann.
You were talking about Tyler Perry, and I'm talking about Kirk Franklin.
She was.
Oh, but she did sing with the God's Property.
Yes, there it is.
You're right.
I know.
Right.
Ding, ding, I know.
My bad.
It's all right. It's all right. No problem. You just had to write it all out. It came
through. It did. Full circle. Full circle.
There's our perspective. All right, so we are at last call. The bar is last little dance, last little two-step.
Yes, my drink and my two-step, my drink.
They used to go. Yo, they used to go. Thank you, my song. Oh, good times. Yo, I gotta listen to that when we're done. do you have anything else?
I don't. Next time we meet, we're going to talk about Love is Blind. I'm going to give it through the reunion because okay. I have some things to get off my chest.
Ooh, you feeling but
I don't want no spoiler alerts.
Okay.
No, you know. So
okay.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to save my last call.
All right. I think I'm good. I'm good. I have a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good. All right. So that's the end of the show. Thank you again for listening and tuning in. Make sure you interact with us on all of our social media platforms. You can follow us on IG @_asipatthetable, where we post polls, questions, playlists, inspirational quotes, of course, our drink recipes to get you ready for the weekend or like really anytime you need to relax.
Don't forget TikTok.
Yes.
Same handle
on TikTok.
_asipatthetable.
Yes. If you have it on the rocks, you can email us at asipatthetable@gmail.com or you can DM us. We also have an anonymous submittal form that you can fill out. So we won't know unless you feel like spilling the tea on somebody, you want to drop that name. You know, we for it. We support you in whatever your endeavor is. We with the shits. We got you. If you're listening to us on Spotify, go ahead and give us a 5-star view so we can kick up that algorithm that everyone seems to love these days. You know. Algorithm. Speaking of algorithms, make sure you like our videos on Instagram and TikTok as well, please. And thank you. Also, if you're listening on Spotify, you can leave us a voice message. So you can say what's up. You can drop it on the bar topic. Anything really. If there's a question that we ask specifically that you really want to answer, go ahead and drop that and we'll make sure we put it in our last call and play that for you. So you can be famous. Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean,
who doesn't like attention?
Like who?
I do.
I mean, it kind of depends on the day for me. Like I'm also cool in the background. So, it just depends on the day.
Yeah.
My anxiety be high, y'all. Also,
I get it.
Yes, if you're interested in any type of collab or sponsorship or anything like that, you can also send us an email or DM us. I think that's it.
That's it. All right. We'll talk to y'all next time.
Sip safe.
Bye.
Bye.